B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
Thursday. What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is
more fun
in the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:38 on this Thursday. What is going on? April.
I know, it's cold.
Jeez.
Every morning I'm like, what?
Huh?
But my April.
My heat's kicking on.
Yeah, April is just, again, not to be trusted.
Yeah.
It is a month that just, it plays fast and loose with temperatures, and you're just like, don't turn your back on it.
Don't trust April.
Nope.
Never trust April.
Nope.
Just when you think sunny skies are ahead.
Yep. May can be tricky, too.
Yeah, May can.
June is nice.
June's always nice. Hopefully. You know, it's kind of funny because those are all three names.
Yes, right.
That could be for people.
Yep.
And August, what comes in for usually a guy, right?
Yeah, I guess.
If you're going to name it,
August.
But
that's
you want to get out of the box, name your kid September.
Right.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, so April doing April right now. It's going to be cloudy. High 51. Gusty winds. 40-mile-per-hour winds today. That's some gusto right there.
All the pretty little petals are going to go flying.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Part of the cloudy tonight. And low 38. Sunny 55 tomorrow. So we'll slow creep back up. And weekend, straight ahead for the weekend. Saturday 56 and Sunday it'll be about 63. Who cares? You're inside watching the Celts.
Take on
the Bucks, aren't
exactly
you?
Exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be inside.
No, I'm away this weekend.
Oh, excuse us?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Well, It's a tease, Bob.
Okay. Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Will there be TP where you're going?
Toilet paper? No. I hope so.
No, Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
He's your artist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there'll be TP here.
Great. Don't call Tom Petty TP.
That's what fans call him.
No, they don't.
TP.
Not normal fans. They don't call him TP.
What are you calling me then?
I don't know what you're not normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
TP. No one calls Tom Petty TP.
Yeah, it's TP.
No, they don't.
The guys in the band call him TP.
Well, maybe
what
the guys
TP
in the
wants,
band
TP gets.
Call him TP, but everybody else calls him Tom Petty.
Okay, fine. Tom Petty.
Thank you.
Will be your artist of the day today.
There'll
be no shortage of TP here.
Oh, jeez. That's all right. I'll give you that.
Thank you. So that starts at 8, and on the even hours all day, I'll give you a shot at $500. We rock the cash box.
Why didn't you call him the late great? Remind everyone he's gone.
Oh, my God. He is gone. Sorry. Now you're bumming me out. Jeez, that doesn't look sad.
Out there. That's your super spot every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR More Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 5:57. It's going to be a windy one today. LBF gets us caught up on that. Plus, I'll tell you who's worth a lot of money to you today. Okay, LBF.
All right, it's 40 degrees in Boston. The nation is making massive progress in the fight against COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes the country is finally transitioning out of the pandemic, but he insists this doesn't mean the pandemic's over, just it's in a new phase and that can hopefully it can be controlled. Boston Superintendent of Schools Brenda Casilius is calling for the closure of the Mission Hill K-8 school. A new report detailed how allegations of sex abuse and bullying at the school were ignored for years. The report also accuses the school of neglecting special needs students and of attempting to obstruct the investigation. And Tropicana will release a cereal next week that they say is meant to be eaten with orange juice. Tropicana Crunch Honey Almond Cereal is the first cereal made for OJ. Mm.
That's not right.
No, it is.
But, pro tip. Brush your teeth after.
Yes, exactly.
Orange juice. Oh, my goodness.
Oof. In sports, the Sox snapped its four-game losing streak with a 7-1 victory over the Blue Jays in Toronto yesterday. They take them on again tonight. The Bruins play the Sabres tonight, and the Celtics are facing the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 1 of the second-round series Sunday afternoon in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and windy, a high 51. Those winds could occasionally gust to more than 40 miles an hour.
We're going to have a hard time with this Milwaukee Bucks series. I don't mean the games. I mean pronouncing that guy's name.
What's his name?
Brian.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah.
Giannis?
Yeah.
Just call him Giannis.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo?
How do you say his last name?
Atentacupo.
Atentacupo?
Atentacupo.
Atentacupo.
Yes. My son says it really well. He knows everybody.
He has a book out.
Who, Giannis does?
I think he does. Okay. I was in Barnes & Noble, and I was like, that guy has a really long name.
Yeah, it's a great story, too.
Yeah, he's just a Final Jeopardy question.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, look at that guy.
I think his nickname is the Greek Freak.
They call him the Greek Freak?
The Greek Freak.
His mother must be proud.
Okay. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
All right, well, getting started. This is brought to you by Duncan.
All right, we're still rocking that cash box. People are winning a lot of money, like $500 on the even hours all day. So we'll start at 8 a.m., go right through 8 p.m. tonight. Your artist of the day is Tom Petty.
Ah, Tom Petty.
And the Heartbreakers, so that the whole thing together. So be listening at 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. We'll give you a word to text in, and then just cross your fingers because somebody in 15 minutes is going to win $500, okay?
All right.
And just for doing that, you're in the running for $10,000.
Money, 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 money.
Right?
Yeah.
How about that, okay?
That's great.
That's what we call rocking that cash box. So be here 8 o'clock for your chance to win.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 6:16. It is the 28th of April. Remember, April only has 30 days.
Great.
So we're on to May soon enough. And April's letting it know she's not going anywhere for a while. Windy today. 40 mile per hour winds and a high of 51. That's all April wrote. That's it. 39 now.
Okay.
Hey, you want to play a fun game? You guys and our awesome listeners?
I think I have to.
The answer is yes. Everybody's playing Wordle, right?
Yeah, still.
We have a version of the game we call WROrdle.
That's so smooth, Bob. Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, W. Like it sounds like you're having some sort of... But go ahead.
WROrdle.
Yeah, meltdown.
LBF, grab a pen. Listeners in the car can do this in their head.
Yeah.
So if you're in your car, play along and see if you can beat LBF and Brian.
You can.
To on WROrdle.
I might want to get that checked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have your Wordle checked. Write this down.
Yeah.
I G T D S U D E S. I G T D S U D E S. Keep your answers to yourselves. 888-410-1057. See if you can unscramble it and beat LBF and Brian. I will give you a hint.
Yeah.
The word is LBF's usual state of mind.
Oh, I know. Got it.
You got it?
Yep. Thank you.
I-G-T-D-S-U-D-E-S. Good luck.
Hey, got it.
All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. This is a fun exercise, right?
It sure is.
We play WROR-tle. Here are the letters. I-G-T-D-S-U-D-E-S. If you know it, call us, 888-410-1057. Unscramble it. The hint is, it's LBF's usual state of mind. That might help.
Here.
107 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 625. It's a little exercise. Everybody's playing Wordle.
Yeah.
I do it with my family and then my brother and sister. We do it back and forth. So I thought we'd play WROR-tle.
It sounds like you're shutting down.
All right. So you got your answer written down?
I do.
I-G-T-D-S-U-D-E-S is the word.
Okay.
And I've said LBF's usual state of mind, at least here.
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as I walk in the door.
As soon as you walk in the door. All right. We secretly recorded phone calls here. So okay. Let's see what listeners thought. Hey, good morning. What do you think it is, Ken?
The word is disgusted.
The word is disgusted.
Yep.
It is LBF's state of mind. Did that help?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. I'm going to take a couple more calls for folks who might not have heard. Hey, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Nicole.
Nicole, what is the WROR riddle?
Disgusted.
But wait, did the hint help you, or did you know it already?
I knew it before.
All right, okay.
That solidified it, though.
All right, okay, yeah.
Okay, fine. Hey, ROR.
You answered my call. How you doing?
Yeah, that's what we do here. Sure. What's the word?
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Y'all are the only radio show I listen to in the morning because I like your banter. It's nice.
Oh, isn't that great?
Nice.
What's your name?
My name is Soul.
Soul, you're the listener of the day, Soul.
Yeah, you are.
You win.
Are you serious?
Yeah, listener of the day.
You don't win anything, but you win out of respect.
No, that's nice. That's nice. I'm with it. This is a good omen for more manifestation.
Good.
What's the word, Soul?
Yeah, disgusted.
You betcha.
You betcha.
I am disgusted.
Got it. All right, bet.
Nice job.
Thanks, Soul.
Thanks, Soul.
Call anytime, hon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
She didn't win anything. She's probably disgusted. Now.
Yes, probably. Anyway. Bring it out in everyone.
That's not. You heard her.
No, she got it before.
She likes the banter.
She loves the banter.
Because we're nice.
We're nice.
Including you.
I want to tell you my hack, though.
All right, go ahead.
This is brilliant.
So instead, when you give me the letters, instead of writing them in a line, I write them in a circle.
Let me see what you did there.
Yeah.
First,
boy, that does help.
Yes, it helps.
You basically wrote it out.
Yes, and then you kind of look at it, and it's a totally
different
story.
Pops right out at you.
Yeah, so give me another one.
Slightly cheating.
And that's not cheating.
I'm disgusted.
It's a hack. We're all disgusted. Let's go home.
Yeah. All right. Wow. That's always fun, isn't it? Okay. I seem to be the only one enjoying
it. No, you love
Wordle. We just need a better name.
We do.
W-R-O-R-L.
It looks good when you write it down.
Yeah. Just saying it. It's very hard to say.
Yeah.
Hey, moving on. Morning Court is coming up next. And
what did you do?
Speaking of disgusted.
Is Madonna calling us?
Why,
is it
happened?
Madonna?
What's going on?
It's Stacy who's calling.
Yes.
And Stacy has what is called a boy toy.
Oh.
A boy toy.
Congratulations.
Okay, no, way too early. So she must have something going on. Why is Stacy calling us about her boy toy?
She's dating a younger man.
That's what it says here.
Okay.
On the notes, her email.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with it.
Okay.
Are you? I can't wait. I hope there's some salacious details in this one. I'm in.
Stacy is
not disgusted over there.
I am no longer disgusted. I am intrigued. Put that in a Wordle.
All right. want to leave. How about that? Okay. Hey, sponsor.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Stacy. Hi, good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Well, what brings you to court today?
I have an issue, and it's a personal issue. Mm-hmm. I'm a widowed mom.
Okay.
And my husband died several years ago when my son was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been this dedicated mom all these years, you know, single, haven't been dating, you know. And now my son's away at college, and he's a sophomore. And his best friend goes to a college here in town. And he started stopping by, checking on me, making sure I was okay.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
And one thing has led to another, okay? And now we are having a fling.
Okay, this is your son's best friend. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm listening.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Stacey, what can we do for you?
Okay, yeah, this is my son's 20-year-old friend.
Right.
And my son doesn't know. I mean, I'm almost positive he doesn't know.
Well, I can't imagine.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Because you'd know if he knew.
Yeah, you'd know. Everybody would know.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, this is the first time I've been with anyone since my husband died.
Okay.
So it's fun, but it's, you know, I guess it's kind of wrong, but I'm having a good time.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say his name.
No, don't.
Old toy.
Boy toy. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we can call him that.
He's been talking about, I know, you know, being exclusive, I don't know, moving in, serious stuff like getting married. And, you know, that's going to make my son's best friend his stepdad.
Yes, it would.
That's
a lot. That's a lot for your son.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You've got a dilemma there. You like him, though, and it's more than just, as you say, a boy toy?
I mean, okay. I don't want to end it.
Okay.
But I just, you know, I don't want it to be what he's talking about. Like, you know, there I'm not is. Anywhere near talking about the future or anything like that.
Right.
So I'm like debating on whether I should even tell my son, or do I just kind of see what happens, or should I just call this thing off?
Well, and also I'm wondering too how long he wants to keep it a secret. So
right, so you have some decisions.
You might be up against it here,
yeah.
Stacey.
Okay.
Wow. Well, you know, in other words.
All right, but yeah. Mr. Freudian slip.
Yeah, sorry. I was just, you know, there's a dilemma that we can help you out with, Stacey. Okay. Well, that's a tough one. So we're going to let the audience chime in on that because I, you know, think that's that why you came, you know?
Yep.
Right? You came
we'll
to hear
help.
Some advice.
Yeah,
so.
We'll try.
Yeah.
Okay, so stay tuned and we'll see, you know, what the audience thinks about Stacey.
Okay.
You'll hear lots of calls. Please don't take them personally because some folks might have some thoughts that you won't agree with and might not want to hear. But just stay with it, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully some good will come from it. Phone number is 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. Let's light them up for Stacey. Okay. Well, it's like yesterday we were just talking about those May-December relationships. And, you know, this is one here. Where she wants to know if she should keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
So to speak. So, because it is her son's.
That's the
best
complicated
friends.
Part about it.
Yeah, otherwise.
Otherwise, it's just a fling.
Yeah.
But, you know,
okay.
Some
relationships there. All right. Chime in. She wants to hear from you. 888-410-1057. Should Stacey, A, do you think maybe she just knocks it off, so to speak? You know, be done with it.
Yeah.
Embrace it and be honest about it.
Right. I'm going for that.
Yeah, embrace it and be honest about it. Not just keep it under wraps. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It is going to be a partly cloudy day, which means it's not that bad, but cold, 51. That's it.
Wear a sweater.
It's going to be gusty, too. 40-mile-per-hour winds today. It's 39 right now. So we just talked to Stacey. She's a widow, right? And she didn't have any relationships with anybody until this most recent one with her son's best friend.
Who's in college.
The son doesn't know anything about it.
No.
Okay. So she's not sure whether she should keep it on the down low, end it, or let him know. So what do you? There's some options there. Robin, what do you think about Stacey? And go ahead and be honest.
Well, first of all, I just, you know, I'm sorry that she lost her husband. Let me just start with that. Yeah. That is a very sad thing. And I understand loneliness. I get it. Honest, she's a grown adult. These young boys' minds are not fully formed. They're not as, you know, emotionally formed. And I think that she's being selfish just for a little bit of fun. She's risking hurting that young man's, you know, emotions and bigger, taking a risk with her relationship with her son. It's just, is it worth having fun? And I just find that to be very, very selfish.
Okay, you think she'll wrap it up, right? Just end it.
Yeah.
You had your fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think it shouldn't even have begun. I think it was not a very mature decision.
Right. Maybe if he was older.
You know. All right. Thank you, Robin. Well, you know, hey, she came. She wants to hear
the answers. She wants the advice.
Okay, Robin. Thank you. All right. Let's
have a good one.
You too. And we're going to go to Kara. Good morning, Kara.
So I actually had a friend that actually went through this almost same thing.
Really?
And yes. What I think she should do is have her and her boy toy sit down with her son and basically see how he feels about it and go from there.
So let's go back to your situation, Kara, as much as you can say. So same situation, right?
Yep.
Much older woman, younger man.
Yep.
Was there a relationship that she had to be concerned with? A son or anything?
It was actually a son and a daughter. They were twins. And it was the son's best friend.
Oh, my God.
And it was like the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yep.
So how'd that end up?
She sat down with the son and daughter, and she was super nervous. But it turned out that they were all okay with it. All that the son and the daughter said was, just don't do, like, any, like, mushy stuff in front of me, and I'm fine with it.
Are they still together?
They are. They're actually married.
Oh, my God. I love it.
All right, how much was the year differences, though? Like, how many years?
23.
That's significant.
This sure is.
Okay, Kara.
I love it.
Sure.
And I love your advice. Just sit him down. Maybe he won't freak out. Maybe he'll be like, just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if she's really into it, you're right.
Right,
or is
right,
it
right.
Like exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Kara.
Thanks.
Great call. Thank you so much. Okay?
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay, so Stacy's not alone. There you have it. I like what the kids said. Just no mushy stuff in front of us.
Yeah, we said that to my parents, too.
Okay. You don't want to see the mushy stuff. Well, she's heard it from both sides now. One said, dump him now. Others say, go for it. What do you say? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. I did not mean to play Karma Chameleon. It just happened. I had it laid in earlier in the show to play. I don't think there's karma waiting for Stacy, morning court caller. So
what about chameleons?
Okay, maybe some chameleons. But I don't want her to read that the wrong way. Like, gee, what are you doing there, Bob? Don't mean it at all. Okay. LBF, what is happening on this Thursday morning at 6:57?
It is 40 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham Cancer Center. The nation is making massive progress in the fight against COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes the country is finally transitioning out of the pandemic, but he insists this doesn't mean the pandemic is over, just it's in a new phase that can hopefully be controlled. A 70-year-old woman has died after she was struck by a vehicle in Andover. The vehicle involved in the incident was driven by a 21-year-old Milford woman who remained at the scene. And an Illinois family discovered a half-century-old bag of McDonald's food inside their wall in their home. Rob and Grace Jones were doing work on their Crystal Lake home, and they found a bag with two hamburger wrappers and preserved order of fries. The fast food wrappers had McDonald's 1950s mascot Speedy, who came before Ronald McDonald. Pretty good. They didn't eat the fries. They saved the wrappers.
They're probably still good.
Yeah, probably. In sports, the Sox snapped its four-game losing streak with a 7-1 victory over the Blue Jays in Toronto. They take them on again tonight. The Bruins play the Sabres tonight, and the Celtics are facing the Milwaukee Bucks in game one of the second-round series starting Sunday afternoon.
If we have to do scores for that game with Giannis.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo?
Take it.
Brian?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We can do that.
Why does he score a lot?
Yeah, he's the Greek freak.
Yes.
He's really good.
Okay.
Well, that's what they call him. I didn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not nice. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy and windy, high of 51. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, a little breezy out there.
Breezy.
All right, Brian, how are the roads this morning? 6:59.
All right, this look at your ride is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
Coming up, 8 o'clock, it's your first shot as we rock the cash box. Tom Petty. is your artist of the day today. So we play Tom on the even hours from 8A at 8P tonight, okay? And $500 each time when we give you that keyword to text in. Just go for it. You have nothing to lose. 45911 is the number. Have that handy. And just for playing, you're in the running for the big one, $10,000. So be here, 8 o'clock, your first shot to win.
Beasley Media Group's 1057 WROR. WROR. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:14 on this Thursday. Going to be chilly. 51 is your high today. And gusty winds up to 40. There you go. 39 right now. So, guys, I'd like to make a Bob observation, if you don't mind, this morning. And I'm going to ask for some...
This is my favorite.
I need you to... Feel free to chime in.
Okay.
Okay. So we want to do some painting in the house. Interior painting.
Yes.
Paint the bed, because it's a little dated. You know, we bought the house. It's a little stodgy. And we're doing little things here and there. Well, my painter, Pat, is not available. I don't know.
People are busy.
Yeah. So Pat's like, he came and gave me an estimate on just the bedroom.
Yep.
And he was going to do a couple others. He said, I could do this. You know, $450 plus the paint. Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, Pat called last week, said he's unavailable.
Uh-huh.
So we looked around town for some painters. And a guy came over last week to give me an estimate. And I finally got the estimate yesterday. And double what Pat wanted. Same bedroom, same square footage. He wanted $900 plus, you know, the paint.
Yep.
Wow.
An expensive paint. He estimated at least, I know paint's gone up, like $135.
For paint?
For paint.
Dang.
For the bedroom. So I said, I haven't answered the gentleman yet. I'm looking for other estimates. Then I decided, why can't I just paint myself?
Yeah.
You can.
I think starting I could even start my own painting company, it sounds like.
Okay, hit the brakes. Okay. Tap the brakes. Do something. Jesus, take the wheel.
Okay, why all not?
First of all, I think I know you well enough to know.
Yeah.
That this is not your jam.
Why? Why isn't it? I'll only do interior.
Because you, I think you look at it and you're like, I can bang this out. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes complicated for you because you strike me as the type of person who would just be like a more like a Jackson Pollock. You know, like that sort of, I don't think broad strokes.
Yeah, broad, big broad strokes.
And I think you would get halfway through the project and be like, oh my God. And then you are like, rue the day that you didn't hire this guy for a grand. That's what's going to happen. I could write the whole
story. $2,000 to come fix it.
Right, exactly. I could write the whole story for you, including your wife's response, like walking in the bedroom with her arms crossed and just shaking her head and walking out. I told you couldn't do this.
But she will not let me do it. Carolyn's like, no, you just know your limitations, son.
That's right.
And I am not a fine, you know, pinpoint painter. Yeah. I'm more paint that barn wall and I'll get it done for you. But when it comes to, you know, taping stuff up,
that's the thing.
That's
you
the thing.
Prep it.
The prep it. The prep is the most important part.
Yeah. But why? Come on. The guy doubled the estimate. Is there any painters out there?
He just took one look at you and he's like, this guy can't do it himself.
I should have known. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but it was a real fancy name.
Yeah, well, stay away from fancy names.
Yeah.
Like the most expensive paint store ever.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was kind of like Inner Design.
Yeah, no, no design.
No.
No, stay away from design.
Is there a Buds painting? Now, that's my guy.
Right.
Like,
but it is
hard.
So the thing about painting is it is more difficult than you think. You know?
I'll take a call from painters now at 888-410-1057.
For estimates or tips?
Yeah.
Both. No, I mean, it seems like I ought to be able to do this. I have afternoon time. I could just easily take...
I want to know what the key is to
what
take
I don't
a person
know?
Like you, Broadstroke Bob, to make him a good painter.
Yeah, what
do you need?
What do I don't know?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? What is that?
We don't have that kind of
stop
time.
Right there. Okay. Well, talk about broad strokes. No, I mean, it's painting.
It, It's not. You think. You think. Your wife won't let you do it. Does that say something to you?
Because there's been a history where I might have worn more paint than, you know, the wall
did. Paint's expensive. But also, I just need to. I need people to tell you exactly what you can do to get through
it. If there's any painters out there who would advise me against it or to do it.
Or just pay the money and get it done.
All right, I'm going to start with Barry. Hi, good morning, Barry.
Hello, Bob.
Are you a painter, Barry?
I could have been a professional painter if I didn't have bad knees.
Right.
But But with painting, you have to have a good quality brush, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the best kind of brush is to get a tapered Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y brush.
True. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And
sure do have a Purdy brush.
Yeah, it is a Purdy brush.
Yes. I'll remember that.
All right, so start with a good brush.
Yeah.
Start with a good brush. And you don't, when you're cutting, you don't want to load the brush with too much paint.
Right.
You want to get in there, and you want to go slow. And it's like, you have to pay attention all the time, because all it takes is a little bit of paint on the ceiling, and then you have to put the white on to clean it up.
Right.
See, it involves paying attention and doing things slowly. Forget it. We're all out. We're just completely unqualified.
All right, Barry, I want a Purdy brush.
Purdy brush.
Purdy brush.
I have Purdy brushes.
Thanks, Barry. All right, Mike, you're a painter?
Yes, I am. Good morning, folks. How are you?
We're good. So come on, talk me into it or out of it.
I think you could do it. 900 is way out of whack. But I have to ask you, what are you doing? Are you going to do all the trim, baseboards?
No.
Do a ceiling?
No. No trim. You just come in, knock out the walls, and that's it.
Okay. 400 is reasonable. If you want to do it yourself, you can.
Yep.
But this whole thing that anyone can paint is a bunch of hogwash.
I know.
Because there's a good painting job and there's a lousy one. But if you wanted to do it yourself, you could. Mm. But you need music, you need a radio or something like that, and
listen,
you got
to
take
show.
Your time.
Yeah.
And right, and plan yourself on taking 2 days for it.
Two days. Oh, yeah.
You know what, Mike? I might take three. Hang on, Mike. I think like three for me. No hurry.
I think four. Pace yourself, Bob.
Yes, true. Oh, I'm not done yet, honey. I could use a sandwich.
All right.
Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 728. You know what's really ironic about my wanting to paint here, or thinking I should paint after getting an astronomical estimate?
Yes.
Is we watch Fixer Upper all the time. And what's that all about? And I can't do this?
No. I hate to say it.
I mean, seriously.
You know, I watch...
Maybe she likes Chip Gaines more than, you know, I know. Maybe that's it.
But well, you know what? I watch, I don't know, workout videos, and I'm like, that's fine.
That's fine. Look at them. Look at those fun people. Well, anyway, Susan's on the phone. Good morning, Susan. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. This is something that you can do, but I think you're getting advice that says you need to use a paintbrush for the whole job. That's just for the edges.
Yeah, just
edges. Roll the wall.
Yeah.
And the way I see it, you just need to look at it. I'm going to do one wall at a time.
Right.
Focus on one at a time, and you can do it.
Right. Thank you, Susan.
Don't look at the big picture, and you can do it. I did my whole house, and I struggle with big jobs like that, but I know you can do it.
Thank you, Susan.
Look at that.
And Susan, come over and coach.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
She's
you're doing great,
coach.
Bob. Great.
You're
doing
great. That's what he needs.
One wall at a time.
Thanks, Susan.
One wall at a time.
Now, if I can just talk Carolyn into it. Okay. Thanks, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Oh, it's Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, this is your favorite handyman.
Yes,
Yeah. So, you know, let me know if you need a consult. Listen, I painted the outside of my house, the inside of my house. I did the plumbing. I did the carpentry. I did it all.
What's the consult? It means he's not going to do it. He's going to tell me how to do it, like our consultant?
Yeah, you want me to do it, I'll do it. That's like a bedroom, if you're just doing the walls and not the trim, that's easy, Bob.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours of prep, and maybe 2 hours of painting.
Well, this guy thought it was going to take 2 days.
Well, Bob needs to pace himself. He gets overwhelmed by big jobs.
So right. Do you have any tape now I could use?
What are you going to use it for, Bob?
Thanks, Dave.
I'm just throwing it out there if you need it. You know me.
I know. Right. We know. You're the best. Thanks. I would not ask you to do that. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day.
Just a little tape, right? 2 inches is all we need to cover that. I got a text from Carolyn while we were talking about this. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It's only 4 words. Want to guess what they are?
No, you tell me.
You are not painting. Not all caps.
Not painting.
Oh, man. You got to know your limitations.
Yes.
That's know your limitations. Okay. We're on to Morning Court with Stacy.
Yes.
Stacy. Sensitive, though, because she's recently widowed, but she started doing something.
No, she's not recently widowed.
Oh, okay.
She was widowed a while ago.
Okay. But she's doing something that she's not sure she should be doing.
Right.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Does that leave enough mystery? Okay. So Morning Court is coming up, and it's brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. It's going to be heating up soon. Up to $10,000 in rebates were just announced for 2022. When installing new air conditioning and heating systems, beat the rush. Schedule your free consultation at rodenheiser.com today. All right, Brian, how the roads?
All right, check your ride, brought to you by Staples. You just have to wait. She said, love don't come
easy. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob LBF. And Brian, we just talked to Stacy, who is, having a fling, she said it, right? With a much, much, much younger guy who happens to be a best friend of her son. It's on the
college age.
Yeah, college age. So she's not sure whether she should end it, come clean, be quiet.
Your brain.
So let's start with, there you go. Hang on. Let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. So how are you?
We're good. Thanks for calling, Elizabeth. What do you think about Stacy's dilemma today?
The age difference is one thing that's, not a big deal, but I feel like she definitely should never have gone anywhere near her son's best friend, because no matter what happens now, she pretty much destroyed that relationship between them two. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah. I mean, she could just end it and never speak of it again. Like,
that's what I was thinking. But then what happens if he gets mad and tells his best friend, oh, hey, I've been sleeping with your mom. You know what I mean?
Like, wow.
Ugly.
Yeah, those mom jokes aren't going to go over well.
Well, do you think she ought to? Your mom. Your mom is so. No. Elizabeth.
No, that's just to get ugly real quick.
Yes.
I think that should have never been touched. And, now she's definitely just going to come clean and deal with the consequences.
Okay.
All right,
Elizabeth.
All right.
Elizabeth has ended. Okay. Thank you. Have a great day, Elizabeth. Okay.
You too.
All right, let's go to the phone, take some more calls here. That's one opinion. There's got to be more. Hello, ROR, what do you say?
Hi, I think the Morning Court caller's in the wrong.
Why?
Because, she said the kid's 20.
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't fully form until you're 25. Like, he's still in the process of, the frontal lobe is the part that, makes decisions and stuff like that. Of course, he's talking about marriage and, having kids with her. He's 20 years old. He doesn't understand this stuff.
Yeah, and boys are even obviously slower than girls in getting that frontal lobe all sealed up.
Yeah.
At least
sometimes it doesn't get all sealed up.
It doesn't get all sealed up.
Yeah.
So you think he's too young.
He's too young.
To be the first since her husband died, I mean, that's kind of weird too, but that's not my place to judge. My point is, she's definitely wrong for, dating a 20-year-old who's kind of infatuated with her now.
Wants to be a stepdad.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Something's not right.
What's your first name?
Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. You're probably right. I mean, this doesn't have... It's not going to last. Let's be honest.
Okay. Yeah, right? I think if it was opposite and an older man called and he was dating his daughter's best friend, everyone would be really mad.
That's what I thought.
We thought about that.
Like, that's my
true.
God.
Yeah.
It would blow up the phones. Okay. Yeah. And we don't want that. Thank you, Lisa. Good call. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, bye.
Okay, yeah, bye. Hi, Selena. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you have a take on it. What do you think?
So... I'm 21 years old. I've seen people have relationships like that, which it does not bother me. You can have a large age gap relationship. But to me, This is your son's best friend. If you're his mom, how long has that best friend been around? Because I've known best friends that I've had since I was like 6 years old.
Oh my gosh. And
if their parents don't see me as one of their kids, like, you know.
Wow.
So I how see. Long has that kid been around?
Didn't think of that angle, did we?
How long has he been at your house? Like, how many times has he just been with your kids? And now he's hanging at your house with you. And your kids don't even know. And that's your kid's best friend. That's how I see it. I understand where you're coming from, and I totally understand if there's a relationship there, then there's something. But I'm 21 years old. If my parents ended up, like, ever doing that to me with my best friend that's been around for years, I would also be pissed. And I probably wouldn't talk to either one of them ever again.
Yeah. Selena, that's really good, and I think because you're 21, you're seeing it from a different point of view that nobody else has.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to this stuff every day. I, you know, that's my point of view.
I understand where it's coming from.
I love it, because no one else has thought of that. I love that you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
We all do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
You should spread the word to your friends that this is the hip show everyone's listening to.
It is the hippest.
Yeah, say it just like that.
Yeah, yeah. Say, hey, well, I'm listening to a very hip show.
Yeah. Yeah, no?
What's up, fellow kids? You gotta listen to the hip new show.
All right, phrase it any way you want, Selena. Put it in your own words, Selena. Okay?
Yeah.
Have a great day, Selena. Bye-bye.
Yep.
It's Smooth. The hip show everybody's listening to. Okay, Selena, listen. Does she dump it? Will love find a way? I don't know. What do you say? 888-410-1057. Here's Queen while we wait.
She keeps them always shut.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and it's sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today. See if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Mary from Waltham. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Mary, you have played before about 4 months ago, right? So you're back to take another swing.
I am.
Do you recall?
How'd you do last time? Smarter.
Right. Well, how'd you do last time?
Not very well.
Okay. Now, is there
That's why we let you play again.
Mary,
Thank you.
Is there anybody you want to shout out today, Mary from Waltham?
Well, I'd love to shout out to my daughter who's running a championship race in Texas.
Wow.
Literally running.
I don't know. She's running and she's swimming. So it's one of those things.
Is it a college thing or?
No, it's beyond that.
It's like an Ironman?
Yeah, like that.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Yeah. Then we'll go.
That's Jessica.
All right, Jessica, run. Jessica, run.
All right,
let's see if we can get you $1,000. Mary, you know how it works. You just get them all. We get $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. And we'll circle back if there's time on the clock. Mary from Waltham, here we go.
What is 3 + 7?
10.
What British holiday is celebrated on December 26th?
Pass.
Albany is the capital of which U.S. state?
New York.
Miss Piggy is in love with what Muppet?
Kermit.
What vitamin is milk fortified with in the United States to combat rickets?
D.
In Disney's Snow White, what kind of animal heart does the huntsman give to the queen in place of Snow White's?
A deer.
What is Linus and Lucy's last name in Peanuts?
Pass.
What international event is celebrated every April 22nd?
Pass.
When Donald Duck dibbles, what is he doing?
When he what?
Dibbles.
Eats.
What was the original brand of cereal whose mascot was Sunny?
Wheaties.
Close.
It's Wheaties with raisins.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah. Raisin bran.
Yeah. All right. You got four right here.
But so you passed on a lot. That's all right.
Okay, Mary.
Well, it does better.
What British holiday is celebrated on December 26th? That's Boxing Day.
Does everybody fight? How's that work?
No,
you get some gloves?
No, it's when they box up. The reason is I don't know what it is. I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say.
Right.
In Disney's Snow White, the animal heart that the huntsman gave to the queen in place of Snow White's was a pig's heart, not a deer.
Close.
But that was messed up, by the way. Mm. In Linus and Lucy's, in the Peanuts, their last name is Van Pelt. Earth Day is celebrated April 22nd every year. And when Donald Duck dibbles, he is drinking.
Yeah. When Donald Duck dibbles, Donald Duck is dibbles. He's drinking.
Yeah, he made me say it. He made me do the Donald Duck thing. I'm trying to run a serious contest here. And he's like, just put in Donald Duck. It sounds better.
I thought it did. Yeah. Okay. And finally, Raisin Bran.
Oh, yeah. Did we answer that?
No, she kind of did. Hey, look, Mary, you didn't get $1,000 today, but you did get a $50 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. I know there's one near you in Waltham, right?
Well, yes, and I'm very happy because I'm not your average Mary, I guess.
That's all right. Mary, you play anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck to Jessica, by the way.
Yes.
That's awesome, okay?
I know. My fingers are crossed.
We should all be motivated like that. Good.
Thanks, guys, for the fun morning.
Oh, we appreciate you, Mary. So give it a shot. Sign up at WROR.com. That's her second bite of the apple. So
yeah,
that's pretty good, right?
Multiple with the Snow White thing you did right there. Second bite of the apple.
No, I just mean she has a second crack at it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Sign up at WROR.com.
Yeah, it's multiple choice, and if you play it and slay it, we might pay it.
That's right. When Donald Duck dibbles. What's Donald Duck doing?
He's drinking.
That's right. Okay.
Want a drink?
I want to dibble so bad right now.
You dibble enough. Okay, less dibbling. Brian, before we check traffic, I must remind you that this is your moment right now to text the word moment.
Oh.
To 45911 for $500. You got till 8:15 to do it. 45911. The word is moment.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:25, and morning court today, we had a call from Stacy, who is a widow, and she's had an affair. To remember that maybe she should forget?
Yeah.
Because he's a much younger man. Not only that,
he's the best friend of her son, and her son is in college, away at college, and the friend is 20.
Yeah, so he's 20. She's had fun. He wants to go make it public, right?
Yeah.
And she's not sure now because the son doesn't know anything about it.
Not yet.
Not yet. So we need to know, should she end it, go public with it, or stay on the down low and, do your thing? Okay, so let's go to. We'll start with you, Trish. What do you think?
Tell Mrs. Robinson to get over it. If she's that uncomfortable, it's not real. It's not good. She would have a fit if her son did it. So double standards don't count.
Okay,
get over what though? What do you mean, Trish? What? Just stop.
She should stop it right, nip it right in the bud. Yeah, it's great. I understand she lost her husband.
Yeah,
male attention is wonderful. It builds up her self-esteem. Makes her feel really good. But if she's uncomfortable, will her son find me out?
Yeah,
or anybody
Trish,
else find me out?
You're just saying knock it off.
Yeah.
We don't have a great connection, but I think we understand you. Okay.
Right. Thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. So nice. Kara, good morning. What advice do you have for Stacy?
So I actually had a friend that actually went through this almost same thing.
Really?
And yes, what I think she should do is have her and her boy toy sit down with her son and basically see how he feels about it and go from there.
So let's go back to your situation, Kara, as much as you can say. same situation, right?
Yep.
Much older woman, younger man.
Yep.
Was there a relationship that she had to be concerned with? A son or anything?
It was actually a son and a daughter. They were twins. And it was the son's best friend.
Oh, my God.
And it was like the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yep.
So how'd that end up?
She sat down with the son and daughter, and she was super nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that they were all okay with it. All that the son and the daughter said was, just don't do like any like mushy stuff in front of me, and I'm fine with it.
Are they still together?
They are. They're actually married.
Oh my God. I love it.
All right, how much was the year differences, though? Like, how many years?
23.
That's significant.
This sure is.
Okay, Kara.
I love it.
Sure.
And I love your advice. Just sit him down. Maybe he won't freak out. Maybe he'll be like, just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if she's really into it, you're right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Kara.
Thanks.
Great call. Thank you so much. Okay?
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. And good morning, Bob. You're calling from Morning Court.
Hey, good morning, WL. What's happening, Brian, Bob, and LBL?
Yeah,
hello.
It's all happening.
Well, on the perspective about the woman with the how old is she, first of all?
50s.
She's in the 50s? Yeah, that ain't so bad. I mean, I'm 64, and I've dated women my daughter's age. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as it's not my daughter's best friend.
Oh, right.
That's where you draw the line.
You, sir, are a gentleman.
Yes,
right. I don't know my daughter. It's fine.
Say, do you know my daughter? I don't think so.
Great. You want to go have dinner?
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. I mean, if it's your best friend, I say no. Because that's going to hurt her son and have trust issues in the long run. If the son didn't know about it and she met the guy at a bar, that would be a total different story.
All right.
What bars do you go to?
Yeah. I'm keeping my daughter out. So, Bob.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Bob.
We'll see you at the old court.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. That's Bob from Lowell who says,
yes.
It's fine as long as you're not dating any of their friends.
Yep.
They can become friends,
but they're not already friends.
That's right.
Okay.
Bob. When I'm 64.
Wow.
Old Bob.
That is.
I don't know if we want to end on that.
Book.
Jeez. I'm not sure that helped or not. The consensus was heavily weighed in her ending this relationship. Just nip it in the bud.
Bud.
Not the butt. Nip it, and
that's what got you in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
Nipping those butts.
Stop nipping butts, Stacy. Just go ahead, and you know, maybe we just wrap it up, right? Just it was fun. You were vulnerable.
Right.
He was, you know,
young and vulnerable.
Okay, sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah, he just, you know, find a nice college girl.
He's going to move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, you should too. So good luck with that, Stacy. And listen, if you have a case you want to bring to court, it's free advice.
Yeah.
Just,
and you get what you pay for.
I want to hear from everybody, but... Everybody but Bob from Lowell, please. Bob, we're good with you. We know what Bob's philosophy is there. Okay. Anyway, go to WROR.com. You can submit your case there. '80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 8:37. And a thank you to the caller who explained to us, Pamela, what Boxing Day is. So it's an old, I guess, an old day in, back in England where rich folks would box up stuff they didn't need and hand it to the po' folks, the paupers, right?
Yes, yes.
So they'd box it. That's Boxing Day. And here in America, we don't celebrate Boxing Day. Today, by the way, is Biological Clock Day. Now, how do you celebrate that? Biological clock day. Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick this.
Wow, oh my.
Maybe you could watch My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good one. Who came up with biological clock day?
A man.
Not everybody. Okay. But, I mean, not everybody can celebrate it. It's not all-inclusive.
Well, no, it is not. But most holidays aren't. Let's think about it. But, yeah, how do you celebrate Biological Clock Day?
I'm waiting to hear your answer.
I know one thing you could do. You could buy a clock.
Yes. Tick, tick, tick. There you have it. So enjoy it anyway. We're putting it out there.
Freeze your eggs.
Freeze your eggs on Biological Clock Day.
What a ridiculous holiday. What other ridiculous holidays are today? Tell me.
National Superhero Day.
Oh, fun. I'll celebrate that.
National Cubicle Day.
You know.
Yep.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Oh, it's also today is Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
Oh, but that's what happens when you pay attention to your biological clock. You end up taking them to work, and you're like, shush.
It's usually during school vacation.
I loathe that day.
Well, take your kids
when
to
I bring
work
my
day?
Kids in?
No, just like when people bring kids in, you're like, hi, how are you?
You're saying this out loud.
I know, yeah.
No, you keep that in.
I'm the only one in the room that's done that, right. But thank you. I appreciate that.
I brought Lucy here. Yeah.
Brian's going to bring in his kids,
kids
and now.
Kids don't
knows.
Count, but you know, like whether like you're like a big company, you bump into kids. Like usually, what happens is you're at the office and you're here just not expecting it,
yeah.
And then some kid like rounds the corner at like you know $1.50, and you're like, whoa!
That was my kid, yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, it's take your kid to work day, and you're like, ah.
Yeah. My daughter's been asking to come in, so
yeah.
I'm speaking for the people who are afraid to speak.
Brian,
everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I would not bring your kids in anytime soon.
I'm doing it tomorrow.
Kids.
I'm bringing them both in.
Okay. Oh, it's like when you say like something sticky, and you're like, oh, guess it was kids' day.
All right. Biological clock
yeah,
day.
Yeah, so. You know what? Don't celebrate biological clock day. Just for the rest
at
of
least
us.
At least bring your kids to work day.
Because you'll
good.
End up ticking people off at work
okay,
10 years
all right,
later.
You're good. You are good there, you. Okay, let's see how the roads are. Final check, Brian. Time is ticking. Tick,
sure.
Tick.
Sure it is. It's brought to you by Duncan.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Don't forget, 2 hours of commercial-free music starts your day. Coming up about 9:15. It's the commercial-free spring. That's a good way to get your day going. Hey, if you have time today, any day, you should check it out at WROR.com. Check out our contests. They're freebies, and they got some amazing shows that we got to tell you about. First of all, Paul McCartney, Fenway, June 7th and 8th.
Wow.
That's Paul McCartney, two big nights. How about Jackson Browne, Leader Pavilion Bank? That's on July 14th.
I like that. That's an outside venue. You chillax, listen to Jackson Browne, you have yourself a Chablis. It's
I
nice.
Like that. I like that. Boy, you painted a picture there.
I did, didn't I?
How about this? Blondie Leader Bank Pavilion. That's August 14th.
What wine goes with Blondie?
Yeah.
Well, no, you wouldn't have wine. You'd probably have, like, a White Claw, maybe, like, vodka soda.
Oh, that's good. I
yeah,
like
you
that.
Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You to come to me to find out what you should eat and drink
I
at
didn't
concerts.
Even, yeah, well, that's really a smart idea.
Thank
all right,
you.
Then you got cheap, let's do Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick at Xfinity August 12th. What? Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick, what are you drinking there?
I think you might be drinking IPA,
he's
maybe.
He's kind of Irish, though. I mean, Scottish, what is
it? Yeah, you'd be drinking, like, some pale ale.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
I like that.
Here's an easy one.
Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. Xfinity, August 13th.
That's, yeah, you're going to get wasted on margaritas. It's fine.
I mean, it's a Margaritaville.
Go for it.
You
got to
just get, like you said, wasted
first.
Away in
yeah.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
And then the other show, it's comedy. Bill Burr, Fenway,
easy.
August 21st. Yeah, what are you drinking there?
Oh, my God. You're going to be drinking, like, Natty Light in the woods. All right? He's from Canton.
Okay.
All right?
No, okay. That's really a nice
good brewery in Canton.
Oh, yeah. You could, you know, Trillium. I love Trillium, but Trillium,
so you're
no.
You're saying, Bill, you go low rent.
Low
for
rent. Go find yourself some Keystone. Get a 26-pack, whatever that sounds.
Really
no, don't they do, like, a 30-pack?
Do
it's
we
like,
get
yeah.
snacks? Because that's a lot of beer. You need some snacks.
How about a Fenway Frank?
Yeah, there you go. Sausage
empty
guy.
Empty stomach drinking.
Is the sausage guy open?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sausage
there
guy
you go.
Open.
Anyway, so the point is, go to WROR.com because there's tons of great concerts
yes.
to go to.
And, and your food and drink pairs.
You know what? I'll never not do this again. That's the only way to sell this thing.
That's right.
So go to WRR.com. Free concerts, but the booze you buy, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.